Hey, John Madden turns 85 today.
Wow.
Coach Madden has been out of the public spotlight for a while. Ron Rivera, I heard on a Rich Eisen show earlier this week, told a great story about John Madden and going with your gut when you're calling plays. And Ron Rivera listened to him. One of the years, early years in Carolina, he was going for it on fourth down, like back-to-back times, and somebody dubbed him the Riverboat Gambler. So Riverboat Ron came about. But John Madden turns 85 today. The news, unfortunate news that came out about the top of the hour, or top of the noon hour, DMX passed away. At the age of 50, he went into a New York City hospital a week ago. They are saying that the cause of death is a heart attack. If you didn't grow up in the 90s, you probably can't fathom how huge DMX was. DMX in the 90s was monstrous. Again, 1998, he had two platinum albums.
That's unheard of.
The same year, two platinum albums. Nobody has ever sounded like him before, and nobody will ever sound like him again. But his first five albums were all number one.
Wow. Deservingly, too.
And the first three albums, I believe, were only maybe a year and a half to put out three albums that reached number one. Maybe a year and a half. Yeah, people don't know DMX, or you want to hear some DMX, and we play a lot of DMX on this show and on this radio station. The intro to Dark in Hell is really, really good. I highly recommend that. Yeah, Tim says the first two albums for DMX were just 7 months apart in the 90s. That's ridiculous.
Just cranking out quality.
Uh-huh. And he had, the other thing to think about is back in the 90s, you didn't have digital downloads.
Right.
Which would make it even more popular now. And, you know, people are still sampling DMX music, and you will probably find out here over the next, the weekend and the next week, there'll be a lot of DMX played and consumed.
Yeah.
You said he was, he had another album that was soon to come out.
Yes.
A collaboration.
Yeah. There's a lot of people on that album. He was starting to do some media about it before he went to the hospital. But, yeah, he was a lot of people. I know Snoop and Alicia Keys. I'm an Alicia Keys stan, so I heard she was going to be on the album as well. So it's going to be very interesting how they roll that out. But when they do roll that out, I'm predicting probably some big numbers.
Yeah, he was pretty raw. I mean, he lived a rough life.
Yeah.
He kind of lived life with reckless abandon. Mm-hmm. And that was his music.
Yes.
I mean, there was a lot of pain for him and that he caused for people.
Mm-hmm.
But man, he was special. He was absolutely, in his craft, he was about as good as it gets.
Yes.
And rest in peace, DMX, passing away today at the age of 50. We're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show after this.